Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Mr. Colin Gowell. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Maggie. How
great to have you back. Great to see you again. It's always a pleasure.
It's always great. It seems like we do a lot of Christmas things, you know, through the years. Remember, we used to do the pet therapy shows.
Yeah.
It's part of our Christmas. That's just coming down to CBE.
A little tradition here,
yeah,
right?
Getting caught up, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Rick Kissinger is joining us today, right? One of the Lonely Bones. We'll talk about the other ones behind their backs in
That's what Rick and I do all the time. Right? Yeah.
But so. We're here. We're going to talk about the Still Love Christmas. We'll talk about the story.
Yep.
How it came to be.
Exactly.
Many years ago. What are you going to play for us first?
Well, we got this Christmas EP out, so we're going to play a song off this, which I think you've been playing. It's kind of a rocker, but we're going to do a little acoustic version. This is called Cold Weather.
Cool.
Sorry.
Say nobody here can drive seconds before we slide off the road. And as I'm digging out your car, you say we get along better if we just move someplace warm. But baby, I like the way my breath freezes in the light of the moon. And I like to hear the sound of the snow crunching under my worn out, paper out boots. When the air it stings, it hits you like a smack in your face. And the nights are so much longer than the days. It's then I know the only thing better than cold weather is knowing one day we'll be warm again. Now winter makes it summer, feels so good. Pain makes you love, makes it understood. And hope is just a chance. The next time he'll say yeah, she'll say yeah. Tonight a clipper's diving down where the man says it's a new record low. Outside our bed the wind blows, your things are packed, you're moving to a town without the snow. I wish you luck chasing the sun, but that race never was for me. No, I need to feel it all, the winter and the fall. Don't want a shortcut to the spring, so you can keep South Beach, Scottsdale, and Vegas blue skies. I'm taking my talents out to shovel off the drive. That's how I know the only thing better than cold weather is knowing one day we'll be warm again. When the air it stings, it hits you like a smack in your face. And the nights are so much longer than the days. It's then I know the only thing better than cold weather is knowing one day we'll be warm again. The only thing better than cold weather is knowing one day we'll be warm again.
Awesome. Colin Gowell and Rick Kissinger are here today. You just heard Cold Weather off the brand new EP, Still Love Christmas.
Yep.
But Still Love Christmas originally put out as a single kind of thing, and now it's on this EP. Tell us the story.
Well, back in the day, Watershed was playing, and I used to play, or kind of playing Watershed, and when Max Faulkner was down working here, he used to do Christmassy things or whatever, and he would just call me. He's like, man, you got to play a Christmas song. It's got to be original.
Yep.
It was like 30 minutes before I came down. And I just like, literally, I was like, and I just got out the pen and paper. I lived on Crestview at the time, 265. I'm not there anymore. And I just wrote it down, and like no one in the band had heard it, and I played it. And Joe's like, what was that Christmas song you just played? And I go, I just kind of came up with it. There's no, something. Yeah, there's no verse, there's no bridge. It wasn't real thought, but it had charm. I remember the first time we did it. And with this record, you know, with the band, we try to put out new things all the time. And this is a song that really just was out of print. It wasn't out there. And I thought, you know, I really want to cut it, kind of do it right, and make sure it's available and
right.
out there on that intranet and where everyone can do it. So it's out, and we got the Christmas EP. And we tried to put some songs with it that we thought would be something you could break out every year in December.
Yeah.
And play for like 3 weeks and kind of, you know, kind of enjoy it. It's got its own little, have its own little vibe.
Absolutely.
And still, you know, it's Christmassy, but kind of cool. That's what I would say. You know, yeah. people are like, you say you're doing a Christmas record and everyone's like, oh, lame.
Jeez.
I'm like, no, it's got bar references. It's still rock and roll. So
yeah, it is. And right. I know it's one of our favorites here at CBE. We're like, oh, now it feels like Christmas. Still love Christmas.
Well, it originated from this place. So I got to tell you, it's the creativity that comes out of here.
There
it,
you go.
It would
there
not be around.
And this is kind of the third EP in the series that you're now doing, right?
Yeah, we did Chemotherapy and then we did Superior earlier in the year. And then we did this one, which is actually the first one that features the whole band, Rick, and then Dan Cochran and Herb Shupp, and we all recorded it together.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know if I told you, we're actually playing the Woodlands tonight at 8 o'clock, special happy hour show. I don't know if we got that out, but we kind of added a show. We're feeling so Christmassy. And when you got a Christmas record, you only have so much time to do something with it. So we're squeezing one in under the wire tonight. So
And there's Christmas Spirits going on from 6 until 8, right?
Yep.
And then 8 o'clock sharp, you guys are going on, and that's over at Woodlands Tavern.
Yep. Nice and early. So just pop on by.
All right. Well, let's hear another one, guys.
Okay, here's kind of a quieter one off the record. And if you listen to it or pick up the record, you might notice that distinct voice in the background as Marcy Mays sings on it. So Rick's got the unpleasant task of trying to duplicate Marcy's distinct vocals here. But this is called Try a Little Faith.
Because we know too much about where we're going, about where we've been. Every second is a gift, don't you waste it. We're all going the same in the end. I'm the first to concede that I've never believed there's only one way to get in. But you can't see the air yet. Somehow we can breathe. Try a little faith. Tell me what could it hurt? A prayer for the rest of us, happy to be heard by anybody's God. I thank you for this day. I promise to try and do better things. Tomorrow be a candle of warmth in the cold and the dark. I'm the first to way to get into heaven.
beautiful. Try a Little Faith. It's off the new EP, Still Love Christmas. And Try a Little Faith, all the a cool thing that you guys are helping out with Done Waiting and the Very Ohio Christmas CD. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that was something they put together, and you know, Duffy and Joel did. And obviously, they put a digital collection together online to go to benefit the Grace Haven House. And we were obviously thrilled to be asked, and that's the track on there. So if you look for donewaiting.com, you can pick that track up. And it should go goes to a great cause and all that sort of thing.
And another great cause, teaming up with the Betty's family. Tell us about the Andy Man.
Well, we did. We had, you know, we got a bunch of these, you know, CDs, and we went ahead and made them available through, you know, Liz and Harold are really cool and nice. So we made them available at their restaurants, obviously Betty's and Tip Top and Dirty Frank's and Shirley Girl.
Yep.
All those cool restaurants. But if you buy a copy of the EP there, it all goes to benefit Andy Davis, our comrade over at CD 101. So all the money goes to the Andy Manathon if you buy a copy of the record at one of those restaurants.
Which is a great thing that they do, too.
Yes.
And the video, you guys just did the Still Love Christmas video, right? After the CD release recording at the Rumba.
We did get it done, and it's up online at the ColinGal.com website. And we shot it December 3rd at the Rumba. And obviously, there's a certain it's certainly nice to get your Christmas video up before Christmas, but when everybody's working for free, it's kind of hard to scream anyone down, which is what I like to do, Maggie. You know, anyone who knows me. But it is it's up online now, and it's just a fun. You know, if you need to see more, you can. If you can't make the Woodlands tonight, you just want to sit home and drink a Christmas ale, you can watch the video over and over.
There you go.
It'll
there
be kind of like being there, but not as loud.
So. And the CD is going to be at the show tonight. And then where else can people get it if they can't make it out to the show?
Well, anywhere online. All those places it's available. And then, of course, Collins Coffee, this really hip coffee shop I hang out at.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some around there, too. So, you know. But those restaurants are online. And I think Ace in the Hole. But come to the show or you'll get it later.
Or check it out online. Yep. And speaking of the coffee shop, our friend here, Johnny DiLoretto, who does Cinema Classics, he was over at the coffee shop, wasn't he?
I pulled some strings. you know, he's doing his Good Morning Show every day, which has got to be the hardest job in Columbus, by the way. Somewhere new every day he's out there on the scene. So, he was nice enough to stop by the coffee shop, and I figured the Christmas record was about as TV-friendly as we get. So, you know, it was really nice of him to do that, and it was fun. It was a big thrill for everyone down there.
Well, great. Yeah. So what's up next with solo shows, The Lonely Bones, Watershed? Give us the skinny on that.
Well, we were really busy with this Christmas record, so we did a lot of shows, and probably in January, February, not too much going on. We'll probably start retooling to try to put something new out in the spring, and then Watershed... Joe and I are hoping to do some Watershed stuff in May. Joe's actually been writing, and he finished a novel, and he's got that all done. So we're going to try to maybe do some music in the spring.
All right.
So we'll be, you know, active and doing our thing. So
sounds good. So great to see you guys. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Maggie.
Absolutely. What's this one you're going to do for us?
All right. This was written without WCBE. This song would never have been written. So we're going to play it for you now. This is called Still Love Christmas.
The sky is turning gray and the rain is coming. Cars, mine still rotting out in the backyard. It's the same one you and me, we used last year. I want you to know I still love Christmas. I want you to know the spirit is near. I want you to know I still love Christmas, even if I don't show it this year.
wishes come true. May you get something shiny, may you get something new. I hope everyone gathers around your tree. As for me, when Christmas Eve about 3 p.m., I'll be sitting at the bar down at Dick's Den. Yeah, that's where I'll be if you want to see me. I want you to know I still love Christmas. I want you to know the spirit is near. I want you to know I still love Christmas, even if I don't show it this year. I want you to know I still love Christmas. I want you to know the spirit is near. I want you to know that I still love you, even if I don't show it this year. Even if I don't show it this year. Even if I don't show it this year. Na 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 na. Merry Christmas, everyone.